Welcome to No Longer Conformed, my online preaching and teaching ministry. We are studying the book of Matthew, the first gospel. In this session, we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 22, verses 34 to 40. Do you love God? Well, let's look at those verses. Matthew chapter 22, beginning with verse 34. But when the Pharisees heard that they had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him, and saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" And Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind." Jesus seeks a real and personal love relationship with you. And He initiates it Himself. A love relationship with the Lord is the purpose of life. But it's not to be one-sided. God wants you to know Him. God wants you to worship Him. God wants you to love Him. John chapter 14, verse 21. "He who has my commandments and keeps them is he who loves me. And he who loves me will be loved by my Father, and I will love him and manifest myself to him." If you want God to reveal himself to you, you must love and obey him. Why? Well, John 14:15. "If you love me, keep my commandments." Obedience shows God that obedience shows God that you love Him and trust Him. How does the Lord respond to obedience? Well, Jesus said that He will manifest Himself to you. Jesus Christ is our example. John 14, verse 31, first part of it. "But that the world may know that I love the Father, and as the Father gave me commandment, so I do." We're looking beyond the letter of the law here to the spirit behind the law. If you have an obedience problem with God, it's a love problem. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. "And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. This is the first commandment." Can you describe your love of God that way? Everything depends on this type of relationship. If it's not right, nothing will be. God initiates a love relationship with us in where to respond in love. And how do we express our love response? Well, we believe in Him. John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." So we believe in Him. We receive eternal life. We keep His commandments. We obey Him. We sacrifice for others. And then we suffer for His sake. We live our lives for Him. Jesus did not just give you a new life. He is your life. And what does He want in response? He wants you to love Him with all of your being. Why did God create you? For what purpose? Well, there's three reasons that God created you. Life does not make sense unless you understand these three reasons. First of all, God created you to love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Verse 37, Jesus or the world has your affections. It can't be both. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24. No one can serve two masters. For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he'll be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon, or money, or material things. If Jesus is not the object of your total love, then something else is. And God will not let it go for long. Possessions, home, business or job, recreation, hobbies, clubs, sports, organizations. What is your personal idol? Think about that. What is your personal idol? God is jealous of His relationship with you. And He provides you everything. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Sin separated us from the Lord, so He had to initiate reconciliation. And He did. Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. So, first, God created you to love Him. You need to understand that. Second thing you need to understand is that God created you for eternal life. Not just time and all the trappings of this life. Time provides an opportunity to get to know God. But most of us act like we're staying here forever. Just imagine your checkbook, your calendar, in your activity schedule. Notice the treasure you spend on temporal stuff. The time you consume on temporal stuff. The talent you commit to temporal stuff. How much of these have you given to things? Your time, your treasure, your talent. How much of these have you given to things that will be left behind when you leave this life? Matthew chapter 6, verse 19. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. We're called to store up treasures in heaven. Imagine again the use of your resources. What eternal treasures have you stored up in the way that you've used them? An honest examination will reveal where your heart is. The Apostle Paul struggled with these same issues. The same issues that we do. Philippians chapter 3, verses 4 down to verse 14. He says, though I also might have confidence in the flesh, if anyone else thinks he may have confidence in the flesh, I more so. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, concerning the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, concerning the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, these I've counted loss for Christ. Yes, indeed, I also count all things loss for the excellence of knowing, for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having my own righteousness, which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness which is from God by faith. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being conformed to His death. If by any means I may obtain to the resurrection of the dead, not that I've already attained, or am already perfected, but I press on, that I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Paul had the proper focus, eyes above the earthly treasures. And then third thing that we need to understand is that God created you to walk with Him for fellowship on a regular basis. You know, before the fall, God walked daily with Adam. Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 and 9. And they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves in the presence of the Lord God among the trees of the garden. And then the Lord God called to Adam and said to him, "Where are you?" You know, you work with someone, you get to know them. Spending time with them on a regular basis, you get to know them. God's love for us prompts our response. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 14. "For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died." Suppose a man and woman fall in love, and he intends to marry her. Why spend time with her? Well, to know her better, to understand her family background, to learn of her likes and dislikes, to experience her knowledge. No, that's not the reason why. Those things all become part of it, and those become benefits of it. No, why does he want to spend time with her? Because he loves her, and he enjoys being together with her. Well, it's the same thing with God. The more you know him and experience his love, the more you'll love him. And then you'll want to be with him more. This walk with the Lord, with God, it's real and it's personal. God will not reveal himself without a love relationship. Jesus made that clear. You think about that, and you have a great day.